Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله the prophet of rahmah the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahu nafida may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet has stated subhanallah in a beautiful hadith the one who recites durud-i pak upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his abode in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to our program called Reformation of the Ummah. Reforming ourselves, our souls, our spirit, our hearts, our minds. And all of this is only to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So welcome and marhaba to one and all from different parts of the world. You are watching our program and kindly stay with us until the end of today's program. Specifically, yes, we are discussing Islamic naming convention. And alhamdulillah, should we say mashallah, zawajalla, good news for many families.
Alhamdulillah.
So people are phoning, people check around, people are checking on the internet as to what names can we give our children. How should we name our children? Ulamas are asked. Sometimes people ask the internet and they search for books and they will search for articles in which they could learn something. Thus, we decided to have a program with regards to naming our children. I'm sure when you had your first child, for a little moment, you were all buckled and you were lost in these thoughts as to what name should I give. Many a times people take 7 days. Some people go beyond 7. And whenever you ask them, why haven't you named your child as yet? I'm still thinking. I'm still researching. I'm still asking. And thus, people take time because they want to give the best gift to their child. As the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had stated in one hadith that the first gift a father ever gives his child is a good name. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. So every parent out there wants to give his child the best name, yani the best gift. And it takes time to decide as to what the gift should be. So then people would check the meanings of it and different languages and so on and so forth. So we have our honorable Mawlana Sahib with us. Time is limited. Kindly stay with us until the end of the program. Keep reciting Durud-e Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you have a chance and mawqa, dear viewers. We even have a kalam that we're going to be listening to inshallah azza wa jal. So let's move towards our honorable Mawlana Sahib for these questions and for shedding some light as you would usually do, mashallah. So Mawlana Sahib, there are many matters that comes to mind when it comes to names itself, right? So we discussed the first gift being given to a child itself, right? Before we even go even further with regards to naming itself, is there any other hukuk and rights or gifts that a child deserves from his father?
Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, most definitely. You see, alhamdulillah, it's a good habit that we have that we're constantly discussing the hukuk of the parents. That means parents have certain rights that their children need to fulfill. But they are also hukuk of the children.
Yeah.
That means children also have certain rights that parents need to fulfill. And among those rights is the right to a good name. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this very clearly in a hadith wherein he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is the right of a child upon his father to give him a good name. So this is a right that a child has. Also other hukuk, other rights that the child has. Example, the adhan is to be called in the right ear, iqama is to be called in the left ear, aqiqa is to be done as well. That is a sacrifice that is done, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to protect the child from any harm. And very, very importantly, teaching that child good akhlaq and adab. This is among the rights of the child, that the parent needs to teach the child good akhlaq and good adab. And this should be a focal point. Teaching a child the good character, the character of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, must be a focal point in a marriage that the spouses discuss among themselves. Mashallah. As to how are we going to give this child the best character that we can give. If the focus is there, then alhamdulillah, it becomes easy. You start working in that direction. But in many cases, we are finding more and more commonly that these discussions are not taking place. Between spouses that they, mashallah, they marry. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah azza wa jal blesses them with children. But at no point is there discussion regarding how to improve, and not just improve, how to teach from the very beginning. Because the child is a clean slate. Whatever you write, that's going to be written. So what are we going to write and how are we going to write it? Are we going to teach the child the good akhlaq, good manners as per what Rasulullah ﷺ has taught? Or are we going to focus on everything else besides that you find plans for? The child is just born. There are some countries, Mawlana Sahib, and not just some countries, some areas that we find, the child is born. And from the time the child hasn't learned to speak yet, there are enrollments that are being made for the child's education, for grade R or for preschool.
Allah.
Already. There are plans with regards to the savings that the parents are going to make, the investments they're going to make, for the child's tertiary education. Hmm. The child is just born, or sometimes before the birth of the child, and all of this planning is taking place. Alhamdulillah, it's not bad, it's not frowned upon that you are planning for the good of your child, but at the same time, it is of utmost importance that we plan for the good upbringing, the good akhlaq, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one must discuss with one's spouse that how are we going to ensure that we have a ba-adab child?
Mm.
How are we going to set the tone within
the akhlaq?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mannerism,
so this is
etiquettes.
An extremely important right. And along with that, yes, alhamdulillah, you can discuss the education of the child, and more specifically, whilst planning about which school they're going to go to and what they're going to study, and whether this child who is born today, and we are already talking about 20 years ahead and 25 years ahead where this child needs to graduate as a doctor, we also need to discuss the akhlaq of the child. We need to discuss the Islamic education of the child and what steps we're going to take in that direction. So these are some of the huquq that the children have, that we need to give them good names, we need to teach them good akhlaq, and we need to point them in the direction of deen.
Subhanallah, mashallah, Mawlana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
So can it be said that if a person does not fulfill the right of his child, he has violated this right, right?
Absolutely, yes.
By not giving his child a good name.
Yes.
This will
definitely
mean violation of that,
yes,
right.
Because Rasulullah said that it's the right of the child upon the father. That, and this too, Huzur Ekrem has also told us whose responsibility it is. It is the responsibility of the father. Sometimes we find that we pass this on. You know, I'll let the mother name, I'll let the uncle name, mm-hmm, the grandfather name. Alhamdulillah, we can take suggestions. But
Allah,
the name
Akbar,
needs to be good, and that the father will be held responsible as to has this child gotten a good name or not. It's not one of those things we can get away with. We are responsible for that, and we must ensure that the name is a beautiful name.
Alhamdulillah. So, Walana Sahib, a few things you have mentioned, alhamdulillah, importance of giving good name, focusing on the akhlaq and upbringing of your child,
right,
so on and so forth. Have you came across names that doesn't make sense at all? And you were astounded as to why did the parents even give their child such a name?
Yes.
Have you
Unfortunately,
came
I have. We come across names from time to time,
Allah,
that the name doesn't have any meaning. Or it could have some meaning, but there's no good meaning in the name.
Achcha.
And these are names that we shouldn't be keeping. We shouldn't be keeping meaningless names. Sometimes the name just sounds nice. You know, people go towards the exotic feel. That it must feel very different. I have noticed a trend that people want to name their children. Maybe it can be from human nature, Allah knows best. But people want to name their children with the most unique name. No one else should have that name. And thus they find some completely meaningless name. And they give, you know, just sometimes in Arabic, those who understand Arabic, they'll just name the child after huruf. Huruf are just letters in Arabic, you know, random letters put together that don't have a complete holistic meaning. So it's important that when we want to name, we need to look towards what does this name mean?
Oh.
Because names are influential in a child's life. When you name a child, you know, with a certain name and it's after a certain characteristic, then alhamdulillah, that does influence the child. So it's important not to name children just meaningless names. Certain names I wouldn't want to mention because it shouldn't hurt anyone's feeling. But at the same time, please pay good attention to the name, the meaning of the name, and ensure that the names are full of meaning, not devoid of meaning.
So what type of an effect does the names have on a child? If it's an evil name, Mawlana Sahib, or if it's a good name, for example, if a person chose the name Abdul Qadir,
Right.
The name of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullah.
Subhanallah, Ali. Azim.
MashaAllah, our very own Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, MashaAllah, who's always on Madani channel. He also has a MashaAllah beautiful name. And likewise, many other people who keep good names. The niyat is that the effect of this good name will be upon my child.
Alhamdulillah.
This is the niyat they also would keep. Is this wrong to have this niyat?
No, there's nothing wrong to have that niyat. Actually, names do take effect upon personality.
Okay.
This, alhamdulillah, we can say it's mujarrab, it's tried, it's tested, many have seen it. That names do take effect upon personality. So when someone has a beautiful name, a good name, a name of a pious personality, then you see the effects of those names. And if someone keeps a name with a meaning which is not suitable or not good, that too takes effect. And then sometimes it can take effect upon the entire family. And thus it's important to choose a good name. Now if someone keeps the name Abdul Qadir, someone keeps the name Hassan, Hussein, Abu Bakr, these are names of great personalities. And if bad names or meanings, names that have bad meanings can take bad effects. The names that are connected to pious personalities and have good meanings can
also have a good impact.
Yeah,
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib. This is very important for us to learn and know at this very point. And Mubarak to those who will be blessed with awlad. Allah Kareem, make your awlad the apple of your eyes.
Ameen.
And make them obedient to you. And as Mawlana Sahib had stated, good names are extremely important, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. So Mawlana Sahib, a name should be given within those 7 days of birth, right? Recommendedly, alhamdulillah. And thus a person names his child, right? So if a person's name is, for example, we notice, alhamdulillah, sometimes parents keep the name Abdurrahman, Abdurrahim, so on and so forth, right? Alhamdulillah, these are the sifat in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the nisbat, that it is the qualities and the sifat of Allah azza wa jalla, a banda keeps those names as well. But the word abd, many a times, is not added to the names. Any people call half the name in this regard. Any those names that are associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any wrong in calling the person directly Rahman and Rahim?
Actually, yes. For example, the name Abdurrahman must be called Abdurrahman. Abdurrahman means servant of Rahman, Rahman the most merciful. So there are certain names, actually a general rule that we can present here for us to understand. There are certain names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are specific to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the name Rahman. This is specific to Allah azza wa jal, such that no servant, no other creation can be Rahman. And these names, we need to be very careful that we must call it in full. So if someone's name is Abdurrahman, you call him Abdurrahman, don't call him Rahman. And it's like we can say, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dhati name is Allah azza wa jal. You have Abdullah, but you can never call a person Allah. You have to say Abdullah. He's the servant of Allah. He's the slave of Allah. Yeah, and what a wonderful feeling this is. What a wonderful thing it is to be called that I am the servant of the Most Merciful. Yeah, I'm the slave of Allah. So this is a beloved name. It's a beautiful name. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also advised among the names that are very beloved to Allah is the name Abdullah and Abdurrahman. And many other names that are the names or named after the sifat of Allah, that abd of a certain sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Abd al-Razzaq, there too people shouldn't call someone whose name is Abd al-Razzaq, they shouldn't call him Razzaq. Razzaq is the one who gives sustenance, that is our Rabb. So we shouldn't call a person Razzaq and Rahman, we should call Abd al-Razzaq, Abd al-Rahman, he is the slave of Razzaq, he is the slave of Rahman, he is the slave of Allah.
Subhanallah, very beautifully answered, Mawlana Sahib. We have a kalam to go towards, but before the kalam, if Mawlana Sahib could shed some light even on this aspect as well, right?
Labbaik.
You earlier mentioned that people should not give names after the alphabets of the Holy Quran. For example, Hurufi Muqatta'at.
Yes.
We have Alif, Lam, Mim, Yasin, Taha, so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, of course, before these Hurufi Muqatta'at. And this is something that is not known to humans. The meaning is only between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one knows the meaning, right? Some people even said to me some time back that Allah Hazrat even mentioned Kaf, Gesu, Hadahin, Ya Abru, Aakhe, Ayn, Saud, Kaf, Ha, Ya Ayn, Saud, Unka, He, Chehra, Noor, Ka. However, it is a discussion that is only between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right?
The haqiqah, the reality, is between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So if somebody wants to keep this as his name, for example, Taha,
Right.
Yaseen.
Right.
Yet the meaning is not known. Mm-hmm. And we see in our society, we have many people who have these names.
Yes.
How is it to call somebody by that name?
See, there are certain names that you cannot keep. Certain huruf muqatta'at like Alif Lam Mim. You cannot keep your child's name Alif Lam Mim. But some would lean towards keeping the name Yaseen and keeping the name Taha. These are the meanings that people have assumed them to be, they are speculative. That people think that perhaps, or scholars too, have speculated that perhaps it is among the sifat or the names of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, if someone wants to keep these two specifically, Yaseen and Taha, they can keep Ghulam Yaseen or Ghulam Taha. Ghulam means servant as well. So you can keep Ghulam Yaseen, you can keep Ghulam Taha, but specifically keeping the name Yaseen or Taha, this our scholars have stopped us from this. Achcha. Because we are not certain regarding the meanings of these letters. And thus, we should be careful when naming our child by that. In fact, if you could avoid it completely, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, but if someone wanted to keep, let's say someone's name is Yaseen already, so then some advice should be given that rather take the name of Ghulam Yaseen. Alhamdulillah, they are in line with the teachings that our ulama-i-kiram give us.
Kya baat hai Madini ki, but the advice would be not to give that
name. Yes, if you are going to be giving a name afresh, then it's advisable not to give the names Yaseen, Taha, or any other of the huruf muqatta'at.
Kya baat hai Madini ki, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khairan, Mawlana Sahib. May I ask before the kalam, who has named Mawlana Sahib?
Subhanallah.
Ziyad bhai, mashallah.
Ji, alhamdulillah, myself, my father had named me. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is something that is a responsibility of a father, and he's fulfilled that very well. And that too has given me insight into many of the ashab. I've sat and read up the biographies of so many sahaba-i-kiram who had the name Ziyad, and I only felt motivated towards this because my father had given me the name Ziyad. So this is also a hint to parents that if you want your child to study a certain sahabi, name him after the sahabi.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib, really appreciate that. And Mubarak to those who keep their children's name Muhammad after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is immense barakah and blessings in this, and there are numerous ahadith on the subject itself. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just one hadith before we even move towards our kalam. The summary of this hadith is that any person whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad on a table spread, mm-hmm. who has sat to have a meal, and if his name is Ahmad or Muhammad, then barakah and blessings shall descend on the table spread twice.
Subhanallah.
Twice, barakah and blessings shall descend upon that table spread, dear viewers. This is the blessings of keeping the name, naming your children after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Jamilia Qadri rahmatullah alayhi said so beautifully, Dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad. Dil ka ujala, Name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aankhon ka tara, name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the beautiful name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanallah, kash we are, given this tawfiq and ability to give our children the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many a times we meet people and we ask what's his name, he would say Farhad. Hmm. Or whatever the name, and we would confirm, is it Muhammad Farhad? And the brother will say, no, just Farhad. So at that point, we would wish your name was this, because by wanting the best for your brother, this is also another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this is the best name and there's no other better name than the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name that has been praised the most, dear viewers, the name that has been used the most in the world is the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why not keep that name which Allah himself loves? Why not keep that name which Allah himself chose for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillah, we will move towards our kalam. Phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ki fazao mein bulalo. And when we do return, we will conclude with the very same subject, dear viewers. Kindly stay locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina Madina, Madina, phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafile. Yeah. मदीने फिर मदीने फिर मदीने की जानिब चले काफले फिर मेरी बेकरारी के दिन आ गए फिर गुंबद खज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो 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 मुझे बुला लो शहे मदीना ये हिजर का गम सता रहा है मैं दर पे आऊं यही तो अरमान दिल में तूफान मचा रहा है फिर गुंबद खज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो फिर गुंबद खज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो कदमों से लगा कर मुझे दीवाना बना लो कदमों से लगा कर मुझे दीवाना बना लो दुनिया की महाबत को मेरे दिल से निकालो दुनिया की महाबत को मेरे दिल से निकालो फिर गुंबद खज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो या शाह मदीना मेरी इमदाद को आओ या शाह मदीना मेरी इमदाद को आफ़ात बदियात के पंजों से निकालो आफ़ात बदियात के पंजों से निकालो फिर गुंबद खज़रा की फ़ज़ाओं में बुला लो सरकार बुला कर मुझे कदमों से लगा लो मदफन हो अता मीठे मदीने की गली या नबी इल्तिजा है ये मेरी मौत मुझको मदीने دفنایا جائے مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو بھی گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو درد شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
Technology has become intertwined with our lives. For many of us, if somebody were to tell us or to tell you, give me your phone for 24 hours, no phone, imagine what would happen. How am I going to check my messages? How am I going to keep in touch with people? How are they going to keep in touch with me? And a lot of our documents, our forms, our work is done via these devices, your laptop, your tablet, your mobile devices. So we have become reliant on technology. But technology itself, it's not a bad thing. It's something that can be used for many good purposes. Technology is like a knife. The same knife, you can butter the bread. Or you can hurt somebody or hurt yourself. Technology is like this. And you need to ask yourself, I need to ask myself, how am I using technology? Is it used productively, positively, to empower myself with good knowledge, to empower others? Or is it used in the sense of being abused? And I'm filling my eyes, my ears with forbidden things, forbidden scenes, listening to music. The choice is mine and the choice is yours. But we don't choose the consequences. For if we are using it with the correct intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to further the deen, to empower others with authentic Islamic knowledge, like what Dawud Islami is doing, inshallah ta'ala, there'll be reward. And if a person is abusing it and committing sins, then there's punishment for that. Dawud Islami has embraced technology. Madani channel itself is transmitted globally. There's no music. There's no immorality, immodesty. It's only about empowering the ummah, educating the ummah, uplifting the ummah, motivating towards obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Dawud Islami has a social media department, an IT department that caters for those who are online. So the next time I go online, before I enter into those sites or those social media chats, why am I doing it? Are there any repercussions of this? Are there any consequences, negative consequences? Is this a sin or leading to a sin? Or if it's something good, something wholesome, something productive, then continue with it. So be responsible when using online services, social media, and technology. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, and you even had watched the Kalam, alhamdulillah, and together with that, we even got to hear some Madani pearls from our honorable Mawlana Nushad al-Tari, hafidhahullah. MashaAllah, how we are using technology. Very important points, MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib. In fact, if we have full control over this technology issue, many of the matters with relation to our children will fall in place, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem make it asan and easy for one and all. Okay, so we were discussing the importance of giving good names, and this being the important right of your child, that you give your children good name. Alhamdulillah, what type of name should be given, what type of name should not be given, was our discussion just before the Kalam. Mawlana Sahib shed light on giving sifat names to your children, the zati names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the Madani pearl that he shared was, of course, you should add the word abd, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as you say Abdullah, and no one just says Allah, we say Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Abdurrahim, subhanallah. So if somebody's name is Razak, we're not going to call him short forms as well, Mulana Sahib, as these is also a major problem in our society. Mulana Sahib would shed some light on that. So yes, Abdurrazak is the way to go forward. If you want to give your children names, and that too, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remember, one has to observe full respect related to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct. You cannot even think about shortening the names of Allah azza wa jalla, for this could become a sin. And many a times, maybe the challenges that we find in our lives, Mulana Sahib, that are never ending, could be because of showing disrespect at times. You know, we don't know what could be backfiring in our lives.
Yes.
From a spiritual point of view, people say they feel like they are tied, they feel like things, besides jinn and jadu and all these other spiritual forces,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But yes, dear viewers, if there's no thawab, then there's definitely gunah to spoil and disrupt the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving good names is very important, especially for the sisters and daughters out there. I remember of a person whom I met with, and he said to me that one of his child was seeing animals in the homes, wild animals, Mulana Sahib, such as forks and lions and such animals that are, you know, fierce.
Right.
So some personalities got involved in this matter, and after much treatment, spiritual treatment she was given, there was no win. Until the point when they changed her name.
Allah Akbar.
Can you imagine, Mulana Sahib? And guess what? When they changed her name, they had realized that her name was actually a shaitan name.
Oh.
It was the name of an evil spirit. And whenever they called out to her,
that was the moment where she could see things around her.
Right.
And she never knew why. And the parents also could not understand why. But the moment they changed her name from that name to another name, they said since then this entire thing had stopped.
Allah.
So as you mentioned earlier before the kalam, that names do have an effect on the child, absolutely, positive and negative.
Absolutely.
So alhamdulillah, if you give good names to your children, they will have the blessings of those personalities after whom you have named your Allah and your children. Allah Kareem, aisa hi kare. So far we have given the names of Abdul Qadir, or for example, Sahaba Ikram's name, Mubarak names, Abu Bakr radiyallahu an, Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu an, for example. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, through the blessings of those Mubarak names, they will also have some of their akhlaq as well, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen.
This is what's hoped for, and this is what we should aim for as well. So Mawlana Sahib, coming back to the names part of it, right? So alhamdulillah, you have very beautifully explained all of that matters. Can we also mention or ask this question, as we often see, sometimes you know, people have named their businesses, and just I have seen the name of Rasulullah being shortened, and now it's even printed on boards and so forth, not only just calling, right? So if it's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the niyat of Huzuri Pak's name, then it's shortened to Mo. Or other names. So any name that is shortened in this way, we wouldn't say a nickname, right? It's the actual name of the person, but it is shortened and the pronouncing it not the actual way. So what do the ulama say with regards to this pronouncing?
Most definitely this should be avoided. This should definitely be avoided. At times it becomes bad. It can actually become sinful as well. But when it, for example, when it comes to the name of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there we must observe utmost respect when taking the name. Actually, we see our Sulaha Ikram were so careful that some of them would actually ensure that they were in the state of wudu when taking the name of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or calling anyone whose name was Muhammad, named after Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So such names, such beautiful names, shouldn't be shortened. They shouldn't be changed. They shouldn't be distorted. And then when someone is named as the Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by one of the sifati names of Allah azza wa jal being taken, like how we discuss Abd al-Rahman, then it shouldn't be shortened as well. So someone shouldn't just be called Abd. You're just calling someone a slave. It's not suitable. But it is very suitable to call someone Abd al-Rahman or Abd al-Razzaq. And at the same time, it's not suitable to call a human being Rahman and Razzaq. So you say Abd al-Rahman, Abd al-Razzaq. I think it's of utmost importance that we do ensure that names are taken well and names are pronounced well. This is also an important thing for each person to consider based on your society. So our societies are used to certain pronunciations. People who are in the Arab world, Arab countries, then alhamdulillah, for them certain names are easy to pronounce. People who speak English, for them certain names are easy to pronounce, whilst other names are difficult to pronounce. So we should name accordingly, that we shouldn't name in such a way that the people will have difficulty pronouncing the name and thus they will pronounce it wrong. So some names may have strong sounds in them.
Okay, because since you're mentioning that about Abd and stuff, I have heard many a times Abdul. People say Abdul.
So
have Mawlana Sahib ever heard?
I've heard this time and time again. Abdul. No, Abdul just means servant of the, and that's it. Servant of the who? Slave of who? And so if you just look at the word itself, or Abdul, if they pull it, then it loses the meaning as well. So why keep a meaningless name?
It's like, and the slave.
The slave parent, yes. So the parent is the one that needs to ensure that they call the name in full. If someone has named their child Abu Bakr, parents must be strict upon this, that I will call my child Abu Bakr no matter what. And if someone calls my child by any other name, I will inform them his name is Abu Bakr, so call him Abu Bakr. What happens is the parents themselves become relaxed, and therefore Abu Bakr becomes Abu. And that just means father of. Father of who? It's not mentioned. But Abu Bakr is a beautiful name. If parents ensure that they call by the full name, inshallah, people will learn it. And the child will get the habit that I must be called Abu Bakr. So as they grow and someone changes it, like in South Africa, the famous one, they'll say Abu Baker. Which isn't suitable, it lost the meaning. So the child themselves know that my parents always call me Abu Bakr, and therefore they will correct the person. It's not this name, Radhi, it is Abu Bakr, so call it well.
Oh,
Alhamdulillah. This is the duty of the parents, that you should ensure that you call the name in the best possible way. Teach the children that, and inshallah, they will uphold that for the rest of their lives.
Subhanallah. So Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib, people should make tawbah if they have called, somebody's name who's Muhammad and making shown
repent from. Yes, if somebody has distorted the name Muhammad, the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if it is done in a disrespectful way, then most definitely tawbah must be made in that case. If it's done disrespectfully.
Allahu Akbar. So yes, dear viewers, today we have gathered some points and we are discussing the importance of giving good names, pure names, names that will have meanings. And Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Sahib had shared so many Madani pearls with us today. With regards to, you know, Islamic naming convention is our discussion, and since people want to know, people like to know. Achha, Bulan Sahib, this is a very famous question as well, right?
Right.
A lot of people ask, which is a good book to find names? And sometimes they would buy these books from the bookshops.
Right.
Some bookshops even keep them, you know, from A to Z.
Yes, yes.
All the names you can think of, right?
Right.
So people find names from there. So what would you advise? There's categories in those books.
Right. I've also seen some of this. The bookshops have certain books that come from A to Z and they have, you know, many names. So if somebody is using a book like that, then please, whichever name you select, take it to a scholar of Islam and ask them for some guidance. That is it a good name? Which Sahabi is this? And inshallah, they can advise what is the meaning of this name, etc., etc. But how to learn good names, whose names are good, and where should we find names? You'll find names in books of Ahadith. And who reads the books of Ahadith? Scholars of Islam. So that means you'll find names from the scholars. Go to them and ask them for names. I've seen something else just today whilst going through some material, some content for today's presentation as well. I went onto Dawat Islami's website, and within the magazine area, within the magazine section, Alhamdulillah, the Dawat Islami, or those who are publishing the magazine, those who are responsible within the organization for that, they have taken a portion to ensure that there are three male names and three female names. Sometimes after Sahabis or Sahabiyat, after companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they've given the names with the meanings of the names and who it's linked to. So this is also a beautiful way. If you stay attached to Dawat Islami, you read the monthly Mahnama Faizani Madina magazine, this inshallah azza wa jal will assist you in choosing beautiful names. You will see stories of Sahaba Ikram, stories of Anbiya alayhim wasalam, and that will motivate you to want to name your children after these personalities.
Very good, Mawlana Sahib. As we're discussing that, you know, I met with another brother just for some time back, and I asked him, MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib, where have you graduated from? And he mentioned, I have not graduated as a scholar. And I was like, but you are called Mawlana? He says, well, that's my name.
Ah,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Allah,
Subhanallah.
It can become confusing.
You know, I think for a few days I was just contemplating over that, that people would name their children.
There is also advice from our scholars that when we are naming a child, then certain titles are not to be named. Example, if someone has a child and he says, okay, I've named my child Mufti, but this is the title. It's a title that should be earned, and rather give the child the motivation, not to say that if someone has the name, it's wrong or anything of that sort, but rather give the motivation, just as general advice, give the motivation to the child to work towards the title rather than receiving the title at birth.
Mm-hmm.
So give the child a name, and the title is something that they will work on, inshallah, azza wa jal, and inshallah, one day they will become Mufti, and once they become Mufti, inshallah, the title of Mufti will be
earned to their name, inshallah. Is there any other names a person should not keep, Mawlana Sahib, that you would suggest?
Yes, there are names that are advised that we don't keep from the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll just give a few basic categories very briefly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us against names that contain pride. So one of the examples in the hadith is that the name Malikul Amlak, which means king of kings. So this is a proud name, and it's not suitable for a person to name their child this. Also, names that have bad meanings, avoid this. Look towards names that have beautiful meanings instead. Names that have self-praise, like a name that just means righteous. So this is something also that needs to be earned. There was a Sahabiyah whose name was Barah, which means righteous, and Rasulullah ﷺ changed it to Zainab. So this is a beautiful advice as well. And then Rasulullah ﷺ has advised us not to keep the names of angels. This we found common, that sometimes people name their children Jibra'il and Mikael, whilst this is contrary to the advice of Rasulullah ﷺ. So most importantly, when you do want to select a name, you can select a few. Go to a good Sunni Islamic scholar who knows his work. State those names that you want to, and inshallah azza wa jal, they will advise you that you can keep this, and it's better to avoid certain names. Another wonderful tip I'd share as well, Bahare Shariat. In Bahare Shariat, volume 16, there is a chapter with regards to names that we are advised as to how to keep names as well. If you read Bahare Shariat, at least the chapter with regards to names, a lot of guidance would be sought from that.
MashaAllah. And with these Madani pearls, Maulana Sahib has taken us right to the end of the program.
Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah.
Allah Maulana accept.
Sahib, for all your time, all
Jazakallah.
The efforts.
Jazakallah.
And for sharing wonderful Madani pearls with the viewers of Madani Channel.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. We say shukran to all our viewers for being part and parcel and for watching this program, for sharing this program, and for making niyyah to act upon the Madani pearls shared in our program. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins.
Ameen.
And take us all to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara over and again, over and again, over Ameen. And again. And we end our program with this dua ki dikha di ya ilahi woh madina kaisi basti hai jahan par raat din maula teri rehmat barasti hai ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, keep reciting durud pak upon the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of